Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160 is the phone number to do that. That's 603-283-6160. There's so much to talk about. I'm concerned we're not going to get to the major story of the day, which is the Category 4 hurricane currently hitting New Orleans, because there are so many other stories of the day that are either follow-ups to things we discussed in the past or just more, I don't want to say more interesting, because a Category 4 hurricane hitting New Orleans is really interesting, but stuff that we're more passionate about. Like,
yeah, it's true.
Like the story about crypto firms wanting a Fed payment system access, whatever that would mean, I don't exactly know. Vladimir Putin's got a shadowy army of global spies that people are supposed to be scared about. CVS wants to have their own therapist teams and stuff. In supply, Florida record deaths, and a judge barring a mask ban. I mean, there's just so much to talk about and so little time. But let's go to the phone. So we got Dana calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Thanks, Aria. Nikki, I'd like to give you a shout-out, but I want to quickly I just want to say thank you, Nikki, but let me quick bonus contention I just thought of while I was on hold. There was a caller, a gentleman, a few calls back, and he mentioned two words that really irritate me. One is insurrection. People either need to get a dictionary, by the way, that's a book that you hold in your hand, or Google what it means. It is an armed uprising against authority or a government. They need to get the word out of their vernacular. There wasn't an insurrection on January 6th, and there isn't one going on now. The second thing he mentioned...
Well, I want to address that point real quick, because I think you're correct. I think he was very confused about what insurrection meant, and he seemed to think that insurrection is what oppression is supposed to mean.
Yeah, it seems like, yeah, he was misusing the word.
He was misusing it. The second thing he misused was he doesn't know American history. People, he said, well, we have this, and our parents and grandparents had McCarthy. You know what? McCarthy wasn't this one-eyed cyclops. There were, in Hollywood, as well as in the TV and radio, well, mostly radio, during the war, but especially in Hollywood, there were producers, directors, actors, actresses that were card-carrying communists and socialists. And they were trying to overthrow the government. They were from Europe, and they were card-carrying. So everybody talks about McCarthy like he was this horrible being, but there was justification to some of what they did. They didn't just start picking people. Now, did any innocent people get swept up in the hearings? I'm sure they did, as things happen today. But please stop using McCarthy as this cyclops, because there was some legitimacy to what they were doing during those hearings, and all you need to do is learn your American history. Okay, now to you, Nikki. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How can people not understand the government for you explaining about taxes and what is paying for these shots, and people telling you, well, just take them, we're paying taxes anyway. You're telling them, oh, you pay through the taxes, these shots aren't free. And then they say, well, we're paying taxes anyway. Excuse me, the government doesn't make anything. They don't make widgets. They just tax you more, and you corrupt directly mentioned, Nikki, that not only are they going to raise our taxes to pay for all this spending, but they're printing more money, which devalues the dollar, which, oh, guess what? Then the Democrats get to stay in and, quote, unquote, this is with heavy sarcasm, help us forever. So I want to thank you for your diligence in explaining simple economics 101. Again, people don't know their own history. Where do they think the money is coming from? Furthermore, Nikki, and I'm sure you're aware of this because you're a nurse, Johnson & Johnson has been sued for many things, among ovarian cancer that killed so many women, and those judgments were in the tens of millions per individual because they were promoting baby powder to use in their private area, and not in it, but down in their, you know, their panties for dryness. And they knew that this was dangerous and it caused cancer, and they did it just like the cigarette companies knew about the cancer. So they've got to make this money up somehow. So Aria and Nikki, hats off to you guys for educating your audience. And thank you, Aria, for exposing that Pfizer is owned by Johnson & Johnson. People just don't do their
research. I actually wasn't the one who exposed that. That was Major Payne, another caller. I had no idea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Until he brought it up.
I'm actually surprised that we had never heard about that, because that seems like something we should have already known. I'm surprised
that
we didn't.
That seems like something that, Dana, thank you so much for the call tonight. It was very pleasant to speak with you. It seems like something that would have been circulating on libertarian circles on social media from the start. And yet, we're 19 months into this, and this is the first I've ever heard about it. But she's absolutely right. There have been countless lawsuits against her. There are lawsuits against Johnson & Johnson right now, Pfizer as well. As far as I can tell, there aren't any related to Moderna, but Moderna, I think, is kind of a new company, and my abilities to research things these days are
kind
limited.
Of hindered,
So,
but she mentioned the baby powder thing, and I just want to kind of piggyback on that a little bit. That is just one of many, many, many lawsuits that Pfizer has been sued over for killing and harming people. That is just one of many. Billions of dollars they had to pay out because of different injuries, because of not only vaccines, medications, but their products. So it's like, if you can't get baby powder right, how are you going to get all this other stuff right? It seems unlikely.
It does. So we've also got Dave calling, listening on KIVA. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, let's see here. I'll start off with David out of Albuquerque. I concur with his conclusions because I had seen it myself being here in Los Lunas, which is 25, 30 miles south of Albuquerque, and him having owning a radio station. And he has been blocked from the alphabet soup of the mainstream media as they continue to push all kinds of stupid stuff. I could use a hard word, but, you know, the FCC regulations require.
Yeah.
And we get down to insurrection. As a local caller, I'm known as Dictionary Dave, and from Bouvier's Law Dictionary, 1940, insurrection, a rebellion of citizens or subjects of a country or state against its government. Any open and active opposition of a number of persons to the executive of laws of the United States of so formidable character as to defy, for a time, being the authority of the government, constitutes an insurrection.
So, what happened on January the 6th would qualify as an insurrection according to this definition from the 1940s.
I still don't think so.
It would not qualify as an insurrection. It is a characterization of the people who want to take power. Even though not accompanied by bloodshed, and even though not by the suffering of inflicted... Oh, wait.
Dave, thank you so much for the call tonight. That was a very long definition, but I mean, it did come out of the 1940s, and words evolve over time, and in the last 70, 80 years, God, it's really been that long, the word insurrection almost certainly doesn't have the same connotations and attachments to it today as it did back in the 1940s. As I understand an insurrection, whether the dictionary defines it this way or that way is irrelevant to me, because I'm more about how people communicate with each other. And the word insurrection does not communicate to me what happened on January the 6th.
No, not at all.
Other people have called them riots, and I don't think they qualified as riots either. But maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe a guided tour. Or an unguided tour, I mean.
A no-knock raid on the government. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You're welcome to join us, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line for you to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind, 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And I want to change subjects briefly. We've been talking about COVID all night, but I really want to get into this story because it's something that hits home for me in a lot of ways, and it's something that I've been talking about for years, and that's how cryptocurrency exchanges want to replace the current banking system. Now, cryptocurrency was invented shortly after the 2007 recession. Now, it probably been in the works sometime before that, but that created the urgency. Then we had Bitcoin, and Satoshi Nakamoto in the early newsletters made it clear that a lot of this was because the banks are evil, and I don't think anyone left or right disputes that assessment of the banking institution. It's
kind
evil.
Of the whole point of crypto.
Yes. And then there were cryptocurrency exchanges like Mt. Gox and a bunch of others. And then, you know, various things happened to them. Hacks happened, or they couldn't be trusted, and they ran off with people's money. Then you had the rise of the third or fourth generation of cryptocurrency exchanges like Coinbase, Binance, Gemini, and these others that realized that, hey, look, if we play ball with the government, if we create a number of years ago, back home called A Freedom, which was a show I used to do, we talked about this article from Coinbase. Well, it wasn't from Coinbase. It was about Coinbase and how they were working closely behind the scenes with Binance and some of these other cryptocurrencies to draft the regulations that would be used to oversee the cryptocurrency industry. For those who don't remember how this has played out literally every other time it's happened, it basically means Coinbase, Binance, and these others want to create regulatory hurdles that are so high that there's no way a new company can come and compete with them. That's what it's always meant.
I would just like to read the first sentence of the Bitcoin white paper. A purely peer-to-peer version of electronic cash that would allow online payments to be sent directly from one party to another without going through a financial institution.
Excellent. Yes.
I think that just sums it up pretty clearly.
And here we have the first sentence of this. Cryptocurrency companies want to tap into the Federal Reserve payment systems that traditional banks use to move money around quickly. So Bitcoin exists so that they don't have to use the Federal Reserve system to move money around quickly. And there's already this technology that exists called cryptocurrency that means they don't have to tap into the Federal Reserve payment system. And yet, despite all of that, cryptocurrency exchanges, the companies responsible for helping the masses get crypto, want to tap in to this banking institution.
Because they don't care about the ethics of why cryptocurrencies were created.
No.
They just want to get rich. They just want more power, just like the state, just like the banks.
So these companies include Avanti Bank, which aims to provide custody services for institutional investors in cryptocurrencies, and Kraken, a cryptocurrency exchange platform. And I can assure you that Coinbase and Binance and Gemini, they're already in on this. They said direct access to the Fed's payment systems would allow them to more quickly and cheaply process orders from customers buying and selling digital assets. Currently, they must partner with traditional banks that have accounts with the Fed. So, Avanti Bank and Kraken want to have their own banks to which customers can send and receive money. They basically want to function as both a bank and a cryptocurrency exchange because, as you pointed out to them, it's all about making money. It's all about selling crypto for profit. It's not about believing in the ideas of cryptocurrency.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Traditional banks say that the newer financial firms are supervised relatively lightly and lack the internal controls needed to ensure against money laundering and other illicit activities. Concerns that regulators have expressed about the crypto industry more broadly, despite overwhelming evidence from the FBI as well as others that very little illicit activity occurs on the blockchain. They also add that the firms are riskier because they aren't insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. So a banking person says some banking-sounding stuff, but Kraken says if they have their way, if they have their own way to access the Fed's payment systems, That could encourage more firms to follow their example, introducing more competition for banks. So they want to compete. This is them admitting the cryptocurrency exchanges. They want to compete directly with banks, not replace them. Just compete with them.
It seems like they're trying to make it sound like a good thing, but it does not sound like a good thing to me.
No, I don't want a cryptocurrency exchange to be a bank. I don't really want cryptocurrency exchanges, but if we're going to have them, their role should be to fight the banking system, not to become part of it.
Yeah, I guess if you can't beat them, join them.
That's what they are planning. A partner at Claros Group said it has the potential to reduce banks' traditional roles as gatekeepers and toll collectors for payment flows that are likely to grow over time. Yes, by turning the cryptocurrency exchanges into the gatekeepers and toll collectors. Last year, the central bank, that would be the Fed, processed about $900 trillion in payments on its systems. That means there is almost a quadrillion dollars in payments slushing through the Fed each year? That's insane. These range from small bank-to-bank payments, such as direct deposits or automatic bill payments, to large wire transfers. The struggle over access to the Fed's payment systems also reflects incumbent banks' concerns about the potential for competition from larger tech companies, such as Facebook and Google parent Alphabet, which don't face the same level of federal bank regulation. They have some reason to be paranoid, said a former comptroller of the currency. For example, DM Association, which is backed by Facebook and 25 other members, has said it is developing a blockchain-based payment network that will be faster and cheaper than existing systems while protecting consumers and providing safeguards against financial crime. Yes, their safeguard will be Facebook's ability to completely lock you out of your wallet if they want to. DM is partnering with a Fed-regulated bank on the project, so that's Libra is what they're talking about, or whatever it's called now, the DM Association or whatever. It's Facebook and Visa and MasterCard and I think PayPal and a bunch of others. They're already partnered with a Fed-regulated bank. But if other companies get direct access to the Fed's payment systems, they may not need to take the additional step of partnering with established banks, according to banking lawyers and former regulators. So these tech companies like Diem and Kraken and I forget the other one, Altrium or whatever it was, they don't want to work through the banks. They just want to be the banks. And that's scary. But we all saw it coming. I don't know if we all saw it coming. I certainly saw it coming. I haven't stopped talking about this since I realized that this is what they were going to do. This is how the U.S. government takes control of cryptocurrency.
I used to think that Kraken was cool back in the day. That used to be what I would use.
They are the cooler of the available options, from what I can tell.
I feel like years ago, they seemed pretty more legit, you know, like less scummy than, what's another one, like Coinbase or something, you know?
Coinbase is definitely the most scummy of them.
And then eventually I was like, nah, and I just kind of transferred everything into Edgewallet because I'm like, this one's definitely not scummy.
Yeah, I mean, to give you an idea of what they want to do, I mean, they already, you know, they're already the one processing whether or not you can send or receive cryptocurrency. They're making you wait 5 to 7 days at times. And, of course, they're charging you a fee for all of this. They're the new gatekeepers and the new toll collectors. It couldn't be more plain. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up because this story, it really just gets worse. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The United States and more than 100 other countries said Sunday that they expect the Taliban to allow safe and orderly travel out of Afghanistan after the final withdrawal of U.S. troops on August 31st. In a joint statement, the coalition of countries called on the Taliban government to keep their promise that there will be freedom to travel after U.S. forces leave and that they would not retaliate against those Afghans who had worked with U.S. personnel during their time there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that the U.S. cannot take the Taliban at its word, but tells NBC's Meet the Press that the international community expects it to fulfill its promises.
A very senior Taliban official went on television and radio across the country and repeatedly assured people in Afghanistan that they would have the freedom to travel after August 31st. He even specifically said those who work for the Americans and those who want to leave for whatever reason will have that freedom. Now, of course, we don't take the Taliban at their word. We take them by their deed, and that's what we're going to be looking to.
You're listening to USA Radio News. As Hurricane Ida continues to hammer Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, it has weakened to a Category 3 storm. But forecasters say that Ida remains a dangerous storm with threats of local tornadoes, flash flooding, and inundation from storm surge along the coast. Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deanne Criswell says that the agency was able to prepare resources in the days ahead of the storm. She tells CBS News about the federal assets that are in place to help with recovery.
Yeah, right now we have probably somewhere over 2,000 people in the general area. We also have, and part of that is urban search and rescue teams from FEMA, as well as the Coast Guard, the Department of Defense, U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Again, 22 federal agencies represented here in the NRCC, but they're also deploying resources into the area. We have three staging bases that have been established where we've pre-positioned all of that equipment, one in Louisiana, two in Alabama, so they can quickly move in as soon as the storm has passed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. 603-283-6160. That's the call online if you want to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Nikki. And one of the things that's important to me is cryptocurrency. I'm not legally allowed to use it at the moment. And I'm cut off from the cryptocurrency world for the most part. I mean, I still know people in cryptocurrency.
You can still talk about it,
yes.
Though.
But, I mean, it sucks. This is something that, since I first learned about it, I've been a hardcore believer in it and its goals of liberating the average person to control their own finances. To me, that's the number one thing we can do to ensure individual freedom, but it also defunds the war machine,
yeah.
And it defunds the drug war, and it does all of these other... If ever there was a magic elixir that was going to cure the bulk of humanity's problems, and there isn't, it would be cryptocurrency.
Yeah, cryptocurrency was a big game changer in so many ways.
And it's still changing things. Time will tell how it all plays out, but it's definitely still changing things. And we've got Greg calling from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so yeah, definitely. I've been in the cryptocurrency world for a while and been designing my own to try to create a peer-to-peer cash system.
Yeah, that would be Intercoin.
That's right. Yeah, it's a lot of my passion goes into trying to help communities have their own cryptocurrency, because I think that if we don't do this, then we're just going to live in a world where Amazon has its own currency and Facebook has its own currency, and then, of course, the state with their central banks are going to have their CBDCs, the central bank digital currencies. And so they will be controlling the money supply.
I like that you mentioned it, because this has been scaring the hell out of me since it's been starting. You already have this in a lot of ways, these companies having their own digital currencies. There's already Microsoft points. There's already premium points for this game or that game. And none of these currencies are interchangeable. You're just sinking money into these companies. EA has them. Valve, I don't think actually Valve has done it, but Nintendo has them where you can't just buy the product with USD. No, you have to buy a certain amount of points. And let's say the game you want to buy is $5, but oh, no, look, we only sell points in $10 yeah. increments.
It's like an arcade.
It is. It's just a way of stealing from people. And then you have $3 on the Microsoft Store that you can never, ever redeem. And they basically just stole $3 from you. And it's a modern version of the company store.
I mean, this has been around for ages. They call it breakage. You know, when you go on Groupon and you get your Groupon, but then you don't use it, and you're kind of, you know, what are you going to do? And they do have Groupon Bucks, where you can sort of use it for something else, but it's not clear if you can always do that. That's typically been the case. Half-Life and other point systems have always been around. But cryptocurrency lets you sort of maybe interoperate between them, or at least intercoin. You know, the idea is to be able to use your points from one thing in another thing. So, you know, but I...
So turn your Microsoft Xbox points into Half-Life Bucks or whatever. That was Half-Life Bucks, by the way.
Oh, is that what they were called?
I don't know what they were called. I was just clarifying what it may have sounded like I had said.
Basically, I think that Bitcoin was Satoshi, whoever it is, said it was going to be a peer-to-peer cash system. But I think Satoshi was smart enough to realize, and people were telling Satoshi on the forums, that it cannot possibly handle the number of transactions that a real cash system would handle. So essentially, it would always be doomed to be a store of value. And that's what people realized. And the narrative changed. I remember around 2013, the narrative became HODL. Some guy on a forum wrote HODL because he was drunk or something. And ever since then, Bitcoin, the narrative is it's a store of value. And they gave up on the idea that it's a peer-to-peer cash system. So there's nothing. There's pretty much nothing.
Well, that's largely because the miners are the ones who determine what Bitcoin is and what it isn't. And the miners are making a whole lot of money from this. So to them,
Roger Ver tried to make it Bitcoin Cash, tried to, you know, increase the block size. So there's that.
Yes, I love Bitcoin Cash.
Me too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bitcoin Cash is a lot more of a cash than Bitcoin.
Certainly.
And then they've added some things on top to make it more programmable. So that's nice. But, you know, having a blockchain definitely is a bit limiting in general, because a blockchain, every transaction in the world has to be collected in one place and put into a block. And it's just it's a way to solve the double spend problem. That's true. But it's very non-scalable in the sense that, well, every transaction in the world has to be in one place. You know, and that's not the way that you would expect things to go.
Considering the number of cash transactions that happen every single day that are just one person handing cash to another, you're right. There's probably no digital mechanism that can handle something like that, which is why I think the goldbacks are such a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the goldbacks can be handled in person, and there's no online digital ledger or a blockchain or anything like that. It's just one person handing value to another person.
And it has legitimate worth.
Yeah, that's what the Lightning Network and these other things, it's just peer-to-peer. The only reason you need a third-party ledger is when you want to settle the debt between people. So I guess you can improve the network by having an account. Let's say you go to the supermarket or the coffee shop, and so you say, I owe you more and more and more. And if you stop coming, they can post that to the blockchain. And that's an improvement, but it handles only that case. It handles if you have a recurring customer kind of thing.
Do you have anything else tonight, Greg?
I just wanted to say that we absolutely need a peer-to-peer cash system, in my opinion, because if we don't have something that's mainstream and is used by people in their everyday lives, then cryptocurrency will just be about assets being held in your wallet and kind of speculating on whether they'll go up and down. It won't be about economic activity so much as it will be about trading. And if it's about trading, then it will be kind of like a zero-sum game. Some person gives A for B, and some person gives B for A. And I'd like to see more. I'd like to see people actually using it in their everyday life. That's all.
Greg, thank you so much for the call tonight. You know, you raise a very valid point that I had never really given a whole lot of consideration to, but it isn't necessary to use blockchain for every single transaction. We could just use goldbacks or, you know, silver or whatever precious metal one wanted to use that was clearly denominated in some specific amount, like a thousandth of a troy ounce or whatever. Why we always promote goldbacks so heavily is that they found a way to take one thousandth of an ounce of gold and turn it into something that you won't immediately lose, because that's a tiny, tiny amount of gold. But certainly these things do exist, and I think they are going to have to work together to solve all of these problems instead of trying to use the USD system, which, granted, for however miraculously they managed to do it, they conceived a way for the USD to both work on massive amounts of online payments and in-person transactions. But it also fuels massive amounts of war and debt. And
has no legitimate value.
No, it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, which I don't know about you, but I have neither faith nor well, I don't know if I have credit with the federal government or not, but I have no faith in the United States federal government. So much so that I'm part of a group of people talking about why New Hampshire should secede from the United States and declare independence from this monstrosity that is taxing everyone and inflating their currency to the point that it's lost 97% of its value since it was created, or something like
that. Oh, gosh.
It was 95%.
I knew it was bad, but honestly, I didn't know it was that bad.
In, like, 2008, it was 95%.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's not getting any better. And, you know, with COVID-19 and all of the... They've turned the money printers on nonstop. It's only going to get worse. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. We're going to talk about this new Alzheimer's protocol.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live with Aria and Nick. You've been talking about a wide variety of things tonight, from the Doomsday variant coming out of South Africa to New Hampshire's constitution, the right to vote, to then, you know, what is insurrection? McCarthyism. But the big revelation for me tonight, and I just want to say it again, is that Johnson & Johnson actually acquired Pfizer in
2006, I think you said.
I think that was correct. It's 2006 or 2008, and if you say 6, I'm going with 6. Back in 2006, Johnson & Johnson purchased Pfizer. So that means you really only have 2 different vaccines to choose from, because both Pfizer and the Johnson & Johnson are the Johnson & Johnson vaccines. And I just am stunned that we're 18, 19 months into this, and this is the first I've heard about it. That's a big thing.
Makes me curious about who owns Moderna.
Let me know what you find out. In the meantime, let's talk to Charles, who's listening on KINA. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I'm listening to your show, and I guess the 30,000-foot view of everything is that, the idea is to have as close to paradise on earth as we possibly can, right?
But paradise is going to mean different things for different people, but sure.
Well, let's say a world without, as few problems as possible. And the thought keeps coming back to me that it's really not possible because of the reason the Founding Fathers said when they set up this republic. Remember, Benjamin Franklin, he said, a lady on the street asked him, what kind of government have you given us? And he said, a republic if you can keep it. And the Founding Fathers, Washington and John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, who, by the way, tried to free the slaves several times through legislation, notwithstanding, the trashing that he's getting from the left, he actually tried to free the slaves. The Founding Fathers said the only way our form of government could survive is Well, as John Adams put it, he said, our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people, and it is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. And I really think that it's not possible to achieve any kind of, or even get close to a problem-free society without God.
Well, there are always going to be problems. The goal of libertarianism is not to eliminate problems. It's to allow people to peaceably solve them through voluntary cooperation.
Okay. Well, you know, you have this recent development that you're talking. I guess it's recent because I'm only hearing about it tonight from you about the Bitcoin situation, where you have people that are always going to, you know, greed is going to kick in. You know, you're going to have human nature if it doesn't have a check on it, which is one of the, is part of the genius of the founding fathers. You know, they set up a system that put checks on our baser inclinations, and that's why we've lasted as long as we have. Well, you know, the three branches of government that
that have no checks on them whatsoever.
Because they tried at least. All I'm saying is that they made an effort to set up a system.
Yes, but they failed.
Well, they may have, yeah, because of human nature. Yeah, if you
their solution didn't work.
If you have a group of people who disregard law
I got you on hold because it's not people who disregarded the law that created the Leviathan state that we have today. It is people who exploited the law and wrote the law to expand the law and to expand the size of government to the size that it is. It's not because of anyone out there breaking the law. It's because people were writing laws and they wanted more power for themselves. They wanted more control over other people.
Well, I guess a current example would be Biden, who, you know, so let's just get for as an example, the renter, what was that, the renter moratorium that people couldn't kick people out who weren't paying their rents. Okay, Biden himself said, I don't think this is legal, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway.
The CDC under Trump was the one who implemented that, though.
Well, do you think that they were in Trump's corner?
I mean, I don't see any reason why they weren't. The head of the CDC is someone that put there, isn't it?
Well, what I saw was the three-letter agencies doing everything they could to undermine the man at every turn. But I don't know, maybe you saw something different. But I think it all goes back to what they said. You know, it's made for a moral and religious people. And when we're not that, then it ain't going to work. You know,
it's not a failure of the people that this didn't work, though. It's a failure of the politicians.
Yeah, and who elects those people?
I mean, nowadays it's hard to say. I certainly didn't.
Well, that's for sure.
and even back then it was hard to say because women weren't allowed to vote until the 20th century.
Well, you know, there is something to say, though, don't you think, for people only being allowed to vote who have a stake. I'm not necessarily talking about women, but it used to be that only landowners or property owners could vote, and I think that was really made sense because you had people who had a stake in the situation able to vote.
Anyone who lives here has a stake in the situation.
Well, I don't know who it was, but...
Okay, hold on. Address my point before you move on. How can someone live here and not have a stake in it?
I'm trying to address your point.
Okay.
One of the founding fathers, I forgot who it was, said when the populace figure out that they can vote themselves largesse from the treasury, it's over. When you have people who
how much of the percentage of land in the United States is owned by the federal government?
Probably a huge. I don't know.
Because it's a huge portion of it.
Yeah. Lately, it's grown and grown, absolutely.
Yeah, so again, the problem isn't the people, it's the federal government. They're the ones with the money, they're the ones with the wealth, they're the ones with the land. They're also the ones with the guns.
Well, they're not that way. Well, who elected those people?
Again, I didn't. And as far as I can tell, the average American didn't either, because the average American doesn't vote.
And
well,
I mean,
the last. I'm sorry. Go
even,
ahead.
So even if people are voting, if you vote for the person that loses, you still lose. So your people are still under dictatorship from people that they did not vote into office. I didn't vote a single one of these people into office.
Yeah,
yet they think
like
they have control over my life.
Something like 70 million people voted for Donald Trump, and that means that about 70 million people, I don't know exactly the numbers, voted for Joe Biden, and that's not even a fourth of the population. Not even 25% of the population voted
allegedly
for the current president.
Well, then, and wouldn't you say some of the fault falls on those who didn't vote? And
I
don't know.
No.
They have no obligation to take part in a system that they want nothing to do with. The fault isn't on the hands of the people who didn't vote. The fault is on the hands of people who did vote, who did legitimize this monstrous system.
Well, I listened to all the committee, well, a lot of the committee hearings, and I saw the evidence, and the colonel, who was a cybersecurity expert, testified for Mike Lindell. And this election, there was a lot more than 70 million people that voted for Donald Trump.
Charles, you're sitting here blaming the voters while you're alleging that there was widespread voter fraud. So who elected these people? Clearly, the machines did.
Yeah, China.
So what responsibility does the average American have for this? You keep saying, who elected these people? Who elected the machines?
It's not something that happens on a dime. It's a progression of events over years and years of propaganda and influence from various quarters. I don't know what you've done in your life. I can tell you that in my experience, I've seen it's godlessness is what the problem is. It's godlessness.
Charles, I wish I could carry this conversation on with you, being the resident Satanist of the show. Unfortunately, we're out of time for tonight. I will say that you keep pointing to, the founding system that clearly didn't work, and you keep blaming Americans and a system that has widespread voter fraud that you say happened, and I don't know. I tend to think you're on the verge of a revelation there. You just have to stick with it a little bit further, but we're out of time for tonight, so check us out in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.